to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. I'll be reading the program notes for all of the Classical Music Series concerts by the North Carolina Symphony for the remainder of the 2020 season. The program notes I'm reading today are for concerts by the North Carolina Symphony at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 27th at Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill, and Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th at 8 p.m. at Maymandy Concert Hall, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. This performance will be conducted by guest conductor David Dansmaier. The featured guest soloist will be pianist Natasha Paremski. Now, the program on this performance will include the following. The North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform the Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor, Opus 30, by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Then, following the intermission, the symphony returns to the stage to perform Icarus by Lyra Auerbach. And finally, the Suite from Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss. Now I will begin our reading of the symphony notes. First, some information about our guest conductor and soloist. David Dansmaier is in his fourth season as chief conductor of the Zagreb Philharmonic Orchestra. Having been awarded the Zagreb City Award in 2017, Dansmaier and his orchestra have also toured to Salzburg and Vienna. In addition, he is music director of the Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra of Columbus, Ohio, where his contract has recently been extended. Previously, he served as music director of the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra in Chicago and as assistant conductor of the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, where he has conducted more than 70 concerts. Dansmaier's 2019-20 season includes concerts with the Minnesota Orchestra, the Houston Symphony, the Los Angeles Orchestra, and the Grant Park Orchestra. He also led concerts with the North Carolina Symphony in the 2017-18 season, featuring Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 2 with soloist Angelo Zhang Yu. Dansmaier has won international competition honors, including a second prize at the Gustav Mahler Conducting Competition and prizes at the Malco Competition for Young Conductors. He was awarded the Bernhard Palmgartner Medal by the International Mozarteum Foundation of Salzburg. Dansmaier received his musical training at the Mozarteum University, Salzburg, where, after initially studying piano, he went on to study conducting. His conducting studies concluded with Vienna's Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra and in the conducting class of the Sibelius Academy at the University of the Arts, Helsinki. Subsequently, he gained experience as an assistant to Naimi Järvi, Stephanie Deneve, Carlos Kalmar, Sir Andrew Davis, and Pierre Boulez, who entrusted Dansmaier with the preparatory rehearsals for his own music. And now the guest pianist. Pianist Natasha Paremski's 2019-2020 season features returns to San Francisco performances and, among others, the symphonies of Columbus, Colorado, and Santa Rosa, California, in addition to debuts in South Africa and Colombia. She performs the complete Rachmaninoff Concerto cycle with Larry Lowe conducting Symphoria in Syracuse, New York. She opened the North Carolina Symphony's 2017-18 Raleigh Classical season with concerts featuring Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. Paremski began her piano studies at the age of four with Nina Malakova at Moscow's Andreev School of Music. She then studied at San Francisco Conservatory of Music before moving to New York to study at the Mann's College of Music, from which she graduated in 2007. She made her professional debut at age nine with El Camino Youth Symphony in California And at the age of 15, she debuted with the Los Angeles Philharmonic and recorded two discs with the Moscow Philharmonic Orchestra. Born in Moscow, Peremsky moved to the United States at the age of 8, becoming a U.S. citizen shortly thereafter. She is now based in New York. Now, information about the program. The North Carolina Symphony comes on the stage to perform the Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor, Opus 30, by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff was born April 1, 1873, in Onig, Russia, and he died March 28, 1943, in Beverly Hills. The work was composed in 1909, the first performance, November 28, 1909, in New York City, conducted by Walter Damrosch, with the composer as soloist. Now here's the story. The worlds of technology and art sometimes brush against each other in curious ways. In 1909, it seems, Sergei Rachmaninoff wanted one of those new mechanical wonders, an automobile, and thereupon hangs the tale of his first visit to America. The impresario Henry Wolfson of New York arranged a 30-concert tour for the 1909-10 season for Rachmaninoff so that he could play and conduct his own works in a number of American cities. Rachmaninoff was hesitant about leaving his family and Russian home for such an extended overseas trip, but the generous financial remuneration was just too tempting to resist. With the few tour details still left unsettled, Wolfson died suddenly in the spring of 1909, and the composer was much relieved that the journey would probably be canceled. Wolfson's agency had a contract with Rachmaninoff, however, and during the summer finished the arrangements for his appearances. Trying to look on the bright side of this daunting prospect, Rachmaninoff wrote to his lifelong friend Nikita Morozov, "I don't want to go, but then perhaps after America I'll be able to buy myself that automobile. It may not be so bad after all." It was for the American tour that Rachmaninoff composed his third piano concerto. Now here's some listening tips regarding the first movement. The first of the concerto's three large movements is a modified sonata form that begins with a haunting theme, recalled in the later movements, which sets perfectly the concerto's mood of somber intensity. The espressivo second theme is presented by the pianist. The development section is concerned mostly with transformations of fragments from the first theme. A massive solo cadenza, separated into two parts by the recall of the main theme by the woodwinds, leads to the recapitulation. Now about the second movement, subtitled Intermezzo. The second movement is a set of free variations. The third movement, the finale, is in three large sections. The first part has an abundance of themes that Rachmaninoff skillfully derived from those of the opening movement. The relationship is further strengthened in the finale's second section, where both themes from the opening movement are recalled in slow tempo. Finally, the pace quickens and the music from the first part of the finale returns with some modifications. A brief cadenza leads to a dazzling coda to conclude the work. This work is arranged for solo piano, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, two trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, celesta, and strings. Following the intermission, the North Carolina Symphony returns to the stage to perform Icarus by Lehre Auerbach. Auerbach was born October 23, 1974, in Chelyabinsk, Russia, and the work was composed in 2006 and 2011, the first performance July 18, 2011, by the Verbier Festival Orchestra in Switzerland, Charles Dutoit conducting. Now here's the story. Lehre Auerbach a young artist with breathtaking creative gifts, has forged impressive parallel careers as composer, pianist, visual artist, and poet. She first appeared in public at age 6, performed on national television at 8, wrote a full-length opera 4 years later that was performed in Moscow, and toured throughout the Soviet Union, won several international piano competitions, and in 1996 was not only named Poet of the Year by the International Pushkin Society, but also received the Weinberg-Wehner Poetry Prize presented by Novoye Russyekle Slovo, the largest Russian-language daily newspaper in the West. During a concert tour to the United States in 1991, she defected despite her youth and the separation from her family. She was among the last artists to defect before the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Auerbach attended the Juilliard School, where she earned degrees in piano and composition, as well as the Hanover Hochschule für Musik. She also studied comparative literature at Columbia University. Her teachers included Einarstein Nuckelberg, Nina Svetlanov, and Joseph Kalkstein in piano, and Milton Babbitt and Robert Beezer in composition. In May 1998, Auerbach was among the first recipients of the Paul and Daisy Soros Fellowship for New Americans, the only artist among the 20 chosen for that major grant, which recognizes and assists some of the most accomplished and deserving young recent immigrants and children of immigrants. Her other distinctions include the Hindemith Prize from the Schwabfigs Holstein Music Festival, Förder Preis Deutschlandfunk, and participation in the Young Global Leaders Forum of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, from 2007 to 2012. She continues to work with the WEF as a cultural leader, giving presentations around the world on borderless creativity. Auerbach has composed more than 100 works, including concertos, symphonies, opera, ballet, and choral and chamber music. As a pianist, she has appeared to great acclaim in Europe and the United States, and at leading international music festivals. Her poetry has appeared in more than 100 Russian-language literary newspapers and magazines around the world, and her published literature includes 2 novels and 5 volumes of poetry and prose. She was president of the jury for the 2000 International Pushkin Poetry Competition. Her visual art has been included in several exhibitions, and in 2013 she had her first solo exhibition in Norway. Now here's some listening tips. Auerbach has been fascinated and inspired by Greek mythology since childhood. Admitting that the world of jealous gods and godlike humans was more real to me than the world outside my windows. That's a quote. In the myth that inspired this work, Icarus was the son of Daedalus, the craftsman who created the labyrinth, a huge maze located under the palace of King Minos of Crete, where the fearsome Minotaur, half man and half bull, was confined. To prevent Daedalus from sharing the secret of the labyrinth's construction, Minos imprisoned him and his son Icarus in a tower. To escape, Daedalus constructed 2 pairs of wings made from feathers glued together with wax. On the day of their attempt, Daedalus warned his son not to fly too close to the sun, lest the heat melt the wax and the wings fail. But Icarus, with the impetuosity of youth, ignored the advice and drowned in the sea. The nearby island of Icaria was named for him. The instrumentation for this work is as follows: 3 flutes, 1 doubling piccolo and 1 doubling the alto flute, 2 oboes, English horn, 2 clarinets, bass clarinet, 2 bassoons, contrabassoon, 4 horns, 3 trumpets, 3 trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, piano, celesta, 2 harps, and strings. And finally, in this concert, the North Carolina Symphony performs the suite from Der Kossenkavalier, Opus 59, by Richard Strauss. Strauss was born June 11, 1864, in Munich. He died September 8, 1949, in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. The work was composed in 1909 and 1910, the first performance January 26, 1911, in Dresden. Ernst von Schuch was the conductor. Now here's the story. The libretto for Der Rosenkavalier by the gifted Austrian man of letters Hugo von Hofmannsthal is one of the masterworks of its type for the lyric stage. Set in aristocratic 18th century Vienna, it gently probes the young love of Octavian and Sophie, poignantly examines the fading youth of the Marschallin, and humorously exposes the blustering Baron Oaks. Former New York Times critic Harold Schoenberg wrote of the emotional milieu of the opera in Der Rosenkavalier, "There are no Jungian archetypes, only the human condition. Instead of long narratives, there are Viennese waltzes. Instead of a monumental Liebestod, there is a sad, elegant lament from a beautiful woman who begins to see old age. Instead of death, we get a bittersweet and hauntingly beautiful trio that in effect tells us life will go on as it always has gone on. People do not die for love in Hofmannsthal's world. They face the inevitable, surrender with what grace they can summon up, and then look around for life's next episode." Der Rosenkavalier is an opera wise and worldly, sophisticated and touching, sentimental and funny, and it is wedded to some of the most opulently glorious music to emerge from the opera house in the 20th century. Now here's some listening tips. The Berlin Börsen Courier reported before the premiere of Strauss's 1911 opera that the score was absolutely un-Strauss-like, inasmuch as none of the excessively modern subtleties predominates in the vocal parts or the orchestration. On the contrary, the score is brimming over with exceedingly pleasant and catchy melodies, most of them in 3/4 time. Yes, melodies incredible, as this may sound in the case of Richard Strauss. One waltz, especially, is likely to become so popular that many people will believe it is the work not of Richard, but of Johann Strauss. The two Strausses were, of course, unrelated. The instrumentation for this work is as follows: 3 flutes, one doubling the piccolo, 3 oboes, one doubling the English horn, 3 clarinets, one of those doubling the E-flat clarinet, bass clarinet, 3 bassoons, one doubling the contrabassoon, 4 horns, 3 trumpets, 3 trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, celesta, 2 harps, and strings. These symphony notes were written and copyrighted in 2020 by Dr. Richard E. Rota. You have been listening to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the North Carolina Reading Service. I will be reading all of the program notes for the Classical Music Concert Series of the North Carolina Symphony for the remainder of the 2020 season. This program is available on demand as a podcast on the day before each concert series and will be available for the remainder of the concert season. I'm George Douglas. Thanks so much for joining me today. We sincerely hope that listening to Symphony Notes will enhance your enjoyment of your North Carolina Symphony. Goodbye until next time.